Welcome to another edition of the award-winning podcast, The Square and the Round. Chris Kelly here. I'm square. There's BB Shea. He's round.
What's going on?
Boy, you just made a statement. I said we were talking about something. Oh, you like that Bojangles Bowberry sausage biscuit.
Yes.
And then I haven't tried it. We have another friend who also tried the Bojangles Bowberry sausage biscuit and didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And you got mad. You guys got mad at each other. You're in a little bit of a tiff. And I said, well, people can have different opinions. And you said,
I disagree.
That's
no.
It's not allowed. Don't think people can even have different opinions. Boy, we've argued over a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think, let me ask you this.
Okay.
And P.S., neither one of you boys should be having a Bowberry.
Well, that's not the essence of the conversation.
That's not the conversation,
yes.
Is it?
I still enjoy my life, so that's why I eat them.
Yes, that's right. However short it's going to be, you're going to enjoy it, and I admire that.
Yes.
Now, did you watch the Tom Brady roast? I wanted to ask your opinion on
it. I did not watch it. I need to. I saw a lot of clips from it, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
I'm not a huge fan of roasts, mm-hmm. All right? I don't love that kind of humor.
Yeah.
Some of it I find really funny.
I'm surprised that they still do them.
Yeah, me
honestly.
Too.
Honestly.
Me too.
Yeah.
And here's my question for you. I saw Nikki Glaser. I thought she was very funny.
Yeah.
I've heard the review of it is it's way too long. The comedians are good. But they're very funny, like Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
But the athletes are not that funny.
No.
The celebrities are not that funny. So half of it could have been cut out. It's almost 3
True.
Hours long.
Yeah.
I also saw that Gronkowski at one point took a shot glass and slammed it onto the ground.
I heard about that as well.
It,
yeah, yeah.
And piece of glass jabbed into somebody's face who was up front. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard that Brady was mad when they made a massage joke about Robert Kraft.
Yes.
You heard that?
Yes.
Here's my question now. Mm-hmm. Let me ask your opinion on this.
Yeah.
His wife was mad because, you know, she felt like it hurt the kids.
Yeah.
And they brought up the jiu-jitsu instructor and all that. Why in the world do you think Tom Brady agreed to do this?
Because he got paid $25 million.
That's my question. Did he? Are
yes.
we sure of that?
Yes. That was quoted.
Okay. So they gave him $25 million to do
that. Because people were like, why would you do this?
Yeah.
And he said, I was just reading this a second ago. Mm. He said, Netflix offered me $25 million. To have jokes made about my ex-wife who cheated on me with her jiu-jitsu instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Ask any divorced dad to be put in that situation and tell me that he would say no.
I get it, especially now that it's $25
yes.
million.
Dollars. Yes.
But my question, is it worth it? I mean, now, from what I hear, his kids are upset.
Yeah.
His ex-wife is upset. Of course, I get all what you
sure.
just said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And does he need $25 million?
No.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're going to sit there and let me just sit there for $25 million. Back to what I said, I don't know why they still do it because of the outrage. Roasts have been going on for years, and there's never been this much talking about them. Justin Bieber got roasted 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said anything about it.
Well, they used to not really be on TV, or if they were, they were on Comedy Central.
Yeah, they were all on Comedy Central,
yeah,
but this
no big
was
deal.
A big ordeal because Tom Brady may be the most famous person besides Trump to be roasted.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. Now, the $25 million answers a lot
yeah,
of questions.
Yeah.
But here's somebody who's, to me, his image means everything to him.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about not living. Talk about somebody watches what they eat. He won't even have a strawberry.
I know.
You know that. It's famous about it. And he, to allow himself, I mean, to me, it's done nothing but bad for his image.
Yeah.
It's like bringing up all these things that you've kind of forgotten about that he's done, like leaving his pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah.
And, you know, the wife says the kids are upset. The ex-wife says the kids
are
upset.
Well, I think going into it, I feel like he had the intention of, let me prove to people that I'm a fun guy.
Yeah,
because he does seem prickly.
Yeah.
He does seem rigid. He doesn't seem like a fun guy.
Right.
But I don't think he really understood the gravity of the situation.
Maybe.
And I don't really think he understood that some of these people are real comedians who do this a lot.
Ripped them apart.
And are going to take shots at me because I heard beforehand that they weren't supposed to make jokes about Robert Kraft and the massage.
Yes.
But then Jeff Ross did and he got upset about it. People are going to take that shot regardless if you tell them to do it or not.
I think in his heart of hearts, if you gave him truth serum, he would say, I regret doing that.
Oh, 100%.
I really do.
I agree, yes.
Because I think the fallout from it was like not what he loved. And he just, to me, I don't think you'd ever see somebody like Peyton Manning do that.
No.
Of course, there's nothing to joke about with Peyton Manning.
Exactly.
He's done nothing.
Other than the fact that he's not as good as Tom Brady, you know, but that's about it.
One of my favorite jokes was Brady himself saying, Peyton Manning lives part-time in Denver, part-time in Tennessee, but always in my shadow. Great joke.
Great joke.
I mean, there's a very funny joke. Yeah. I did hear it was way too long, and I don't love that roast kind of humor. But
roasting, I don't think there will be many more of them.
Oh, really?
It had its time in the you know, in the prime, like early 2000s, early 2010s. I don't think we'll see
them
anymore.
Yeah, but what you don't know is roasting really was in the 60s and 70s.
True.
That was huge.
But like Comedy Central would do one every year, and they were just nasty, terrible things, you know. And the more sensitive we gotten, I think that the less they'll be around.
I think he might have gone for that $25 million. Because when I saw it, parts of it, I was just like, what in the world is this guy who so cares about the image doing this? And you say $25 million. I think it's because he lost all that money in that cryptocurrency thing.
Possibly.
He needs it. He needs that back. Because that was one of the jokes, too.
Yeah.
Did you hear the Nikki Glaser joke? No,
I didn't hear that.
Nikki Glaser said, how in the world did you lose $30 million with cryptocurrency? Even Gronk was like, me, no, that's not real money. And that's funny. She's funny. To me, she was the star.
Would you have taken the $25 million if you were him for that?
No.
You wouldn't have done it.
If I'm worth $400 million, then no. Because,
really?
Yeah, because I would think, I don't like that kind of humor. I would know the type of things that would come up, and I wouldn't want that on display. I would know the fallout. I would know my kids and my ex-wife would be upset. And $25 million to him is like $25 to me.
True.
If you said to me, okay, I'll give you $250 to sit there all night and let people make fun of me, I'd say no, which to me is about the equivalent. Now, if he really has lost a ton of money, okay, I guess.
But I don't think that crypto thing hurt him that much.
I don't either.
Especially the deal that he's getting ready to get from whoever to sign him to.
He's getting ready to go to Fox.
Yeah.
And he's going to make, what, 30-some million a year to do their games, which nobody gets that much
money. Yeah, no, not at all.
I think that might be a mistake, too.
It will. That's what I call it.
You said that.
Yes,
that's right. You were the one that said you don't think it'll be any good.
I think people are going to realize that Tom Brady's a little autistic.
Yeah.
And
well,
that,
so focused.
Yes, and he's
so
not really... you know, like an outgoing person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be very known quick.
You know, I thought that about him while he was in New England, the same, which you just said. But then when he got to Tampa and they won the Super Bowl, remember he was drinking and having fun with the trophy and everything? That was more fun him.
I agree.
I wonder if Belichick made him so rigid, you know.
Probably so.
You know.
But I think when it comes to football, he's going to want to be the best at it.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to translate well.
Oh, really?
That's just me.
So you don't think people...
He's not going to know how to have fun in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and some people do.
Exactly.
You don't like Romo either very much, do you?
I don't mind Romo.
Oh,
I think
like
Romo's
him?
Fun. I kind of like
Romo because I think he talks too much.
Sure.
You know, I think he analyzes the plays. I like Troy Aikman. I think Troy Aikman's very good.
I think Aikman and Buck are probably the best duo in the game. Yeah.
They're my favorite.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think Romo is just constantly saying something. Sometimes I find it gets in the way of the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, just let the play play out. Although he is very good at dissecting the plays. For
Speaking
sure,
of fallout, did you hear about Jerry Seinfeld's commencement speech this past weekend?
I did.
What do you think about that?
I think it's, I hate when people walk out of something like that. I mean, what's he supposed to do? If you don't know this, he does the commencement speech at Duke University.
He's Jewish. Yes.
A bunch of
pro-Palestinians
walk out. I mean, when I see these kids protesting on universities, and especially when they graffiti the old buildings and you know, shatter windows, I mean, I hate them. I hate that they're doing that. Now, they have the right to, of course.
I guess.
I hate that whole violent part. And plus, Jerry Seinfeld is Jewish. What do you expect him to do?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you expecting? You know?
I would have walked out for different reasons, just
because
I don't like Jerry Seinfeld.
You don't like his comedy.
Like, I'm not associated with these Palestinian people.
Right.
I just don't like...
Boy,
he's going to call me an idiot, I feel like, up
what
here.
What an odd position to be in if you want to walk out, but not for those reasons.
True.
You know, you want to hold up a sign that says, I didn't like your show. I don't like George or Kramer. I'm leaving. I bet he would be like,
Curb was better.
Yeah,
like
Curb Your Enthusiasm was better.
Yeah.
Which I don't agree with, but okay. But I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. I hate that.
It puts him in a weird position because, like, what is he supposed to do? He's just a dude who wants to give a commencement speech and try to be funny. Like, he's got, I don't even think he's been very vocal about that whole situation.
Of course he's going
to support. He just happens to be a Jewish person, you know?
It makes me sick. The whole thing just makes me. I mean, the way these college students come off to me is. They're spoiled little babies who are out there and see something they want to protest, and it's just like, I don't think. Then go to Palestine.
Yeah,
go protest.
Well,
go.
You know the whole the most ironic thing to me about the school protesting is that they're paying to be there.
Exactly. If my son were doing that, I'd be outraged.
And that's what I'm saying is, like, they're protesting the college while supporting the college at the exact same time.
Your daddy is giving all that money.
If you really want to protest the school. Go to a different school.
Yeah.
Stop paying.
Leave. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you being on there, every minute you're there, you're putting money towards the school.
How mad would you be if you're just a regular student who doesn't get take part in this stuff, and they cancel your graduation?
Yes, exactly.
Like, I worked my ass off to be here, and you canceled it because of these numbnuts who are out here protesting.
There are videos of students trying to go to the library to study that are getting blocked. And I'm like, no.
But
you see?
Now, here's the thing about that. Now, I'm disgusted by it. And what you just said, if my son were to ever do that, and by the way, he wouldn't find a protest. Yeah. He'd be like, ooh. Different story. But that'll never happen. But if my son were to do that, I would be so mad that I'd say, get your ass to class and shut up.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about protests, though, are, like, I pass protests three or four times a year. I drive right past the courthouse here in town, and there are people on the side of the street with signs, and I don't pay any attention at all. I don't even care.
Yeah.
If they were blocking my way, which would be, then I'd care.
Exactly.
You know, they have to make a statement. They have to disrupt my life for me to care.
Because that's like when you see it come up where, like, protesters block the highway, get hit by a car. I'm like, what did you expect to happen?
Well, right.
That's kind of what's going to happen when you stand in the middle of the road.
But what I'm saying is they have to do that or nobody cares. You know,
true.
Pass them every day.
True.
And don't care.
Yeah.
You have to. When North Carolina, where we are, passed that bathroom law a few years ago, Bruce Springsteen canceled his concert here.
Pearl Jam did, too.
Yeah. And I thought to myself, well, I think that's really crappy of Pearl Jam and Bruce Springsteen to cancel the concert when maybe I didn't vote for that. I had no idea. And I bought tickets to the concert. But then if people don't feel it, you know, if Bruce Springsteen just released a statement, still played the concert, who'd care?
Exactly.
You know, that's.
Yeah.
So you do have to do something.
That
to
is
disrupt,
a good point on the other side. I think that's the side of the protesting that people refuse
to see.
I'm with you at the same time. Like, come on,
just
bro.
Just come on.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you are. I don't know. Maybe it's because I've never believed in anything that much to protest.
True.
I'm of the generation.
Yeah.
We just didn't do that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we're the one generation. In the 60s, I was born in the 70s.
Yeah.
And people who came of age in the 60s, 70s, they protested.
Yeah.
My generation, we just wanted to watch our TV and make some money and get out.
And I'm just kind of confused on what the students want.
Yeah, what do they want?
What do you want?
Oh, you know what they do want? They want the university to divest somehow. They don't want to. Somehow they are taking money from, like, I could be wrong about this. Divest from their Jewish support of Jewish, whatever.
Yeah,
you know. I think I don't. I'm really not sure either.
Yeah.
Honestly, here's this world where it's Israel and Palestine. There's no solving it. I mean, what are you supposed to do? It's a holy war that's been going on however many years. They carved that area out for Israel.
Yeah,
they're always under attack. Palestine attacks them. Hamas is a terror organization.
Yeah.
But now Israel just bombs them to the Stone Age, and they're killing innocent people, which is awful.
Yeah.
But they say that the Palestinians hide their top brass under the hospital or the school. You know, it's crazy.
The whole situation, I'm really not privy to. But that's the thing. It's like you're trying to protest here for something going on. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I agree, but then again, I can't. I am not educated enough on it to speak to it. They're very passionate about it. When I see it, it generally makes me sick.
True.
Especially when you're on U.S. soil and you take down an American flag as they did at University of North Carolina and put up a Palestinian or say death to America here in America.
Yeah.
If you want death to America, leave America.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I think a lot of us agree on that. Aren't
and you
shut
don't
up.
Have to stifle other people from doing their thing. The point's got to get
across.
If
you can make America better, great. But if you're just saying death to America, then why? What are you doing here?
That's just
counterproductive. There's a plane ticket, you know.
Yes.
There's a plane ticket
absolutely
out every day if
you
want to leave. And I firmly believe this is the best country in the world, even though we have a lot of issues.
Of course,
I think it's the best country in the world, and I don't think people think that anymore.
No,
you know? It's
which is unfortunate.
It is, and you know, and our politicians, I don't like anymore either. It's just all of those kinds of things, you know. I've considered not voting in this year's election. I told you that.
Yeah.
You never vote.
No,
I'm
never voting either.
Yeah.
Well, maybe one day.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This is about movies now. I think you'd be interested in this. Our top five today is unbelievable.
You came
up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Best five high school movies, like high school teenager movies all time.
Yes.
I think our list will probably be different.
I think we'll have some overlap,
I had like extras. I have to do like.
Man, I didn't put honorable mentions, but I had a lot.
I want your comments on all of them. I saw a thing today I thought you'd be interested in. It's when people from other countries, especially Europe, see American TV shows and movies, the things that surprise them. And the one of them was how we never say goodbye when we hang up the phone.
Ain't that right?
I hate that.
That but is
we do that
odd.
In real life.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that is so that rude to not say goodbye or I love you or something.
They do
to
it
the
in the movies or TV all the time. They're like, all right, and click. And they do this. This always annoyed me too. When they'd be on the phone and they'd say like, all right, we'll meet for lunch. They never say where. They never say what time.
I'll see you there.
I'll see you there. You know, they'd have no idea. But yeah, they don't say, nobody says goodbye when they hang up the phone. As rude as it can be.
One of the tropes in movies that like really baffles me is like when you have like a 22-year-old who has this really weird sketchy past and like knows a lot of different people in like the crime syndicate or something like that. I'm like, what life have you lived?
I know.
You know, or if like somebody walks into a bar and the bartender knows them immediately and it's like, hey, I haven't seen you since so and so.
And you're
I'm like,
22.
Bro, what lives are these people living?
Did you ever see, you probably haven't seen St. Elmo's Fire.
No, I never saw that.
I think I asked you that. All the Brat Pack's in it. Well, the plot is they're right out of Georgetown, like 6 months out. So they're 22. And one of them's got this like high-powered job on for a senator and one of them, you know, many of them are getting into all their careers and everything. It's like, you're not old enough. You're
23.
You're not doing that. Yeah. And they, and like they've had drug issues and all that.
Yes.
Like, you're 22 or 23. It's like, they should be 30, you know?
No, I agree. A movie is a movie. And, yeah, you know, it's kind of built for entertainment, but still.
Well, the other thing on this list, these are people from other countries that see American movies or TV shows, and they're baffled by the fake baby school assignments, like taking an egg or a bag of flour home, you know? They're like, we've never done that. Have you ever seen those where they do that?
No.
It's like you have to take an egg or a bag of flour, and that's your baby as you're a high schooler, like as if you're taking care of the baby for a week.
Okay.
They never do that. They don't. Nobody ever does that.
In my school,
did you do it?
They had, like, it was like some sort of class where you had to carry a baby around. So, like, for a week, a whole
you
bunch of females,
did
I didn't
it.
Do it.
Yeah,
the females did it. Weirdly enough, the guys didn't do it.
Yeah.
And they would have to carry a plastic baby around for like a week.
Some schools now have a period simulator. You know what that is? It's a...
like, for when you're a parent?
Guys, high school boys wear the period simulator, like around their midsection for a day. Everybody signs up for a day to get it, and it gives you cramps.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be the feeling of a girl having their period, so you can empathize.
I bet that doesn't hurt that much.
I think
I'm just kidding. No, I know that's got to be painful.
I'll bet the period hurts a lot worse than the simulator is my
probably
opinion.
So.
Of course, we'll never be
you
able to feel
really,
that.
You can't really,
we'll never be able to feel that. But they do have, like, apparently a lot of pain when they do that.
I don't know if I could wear it. I want to try. I've always wanted to try like a birthing simulator, like to know what that feels like.
I don't think it can ever be.
I don't think so either.
Duplicated. My wife just told me, what was I trying to do? Oh, I was trying to get her to drive home. I wanted a drink at a party we were going to. And so I asked her before we left, would you mind driving home? And she goes, oh, hell no, I'm not driving home. And I said, well, I never drink at these parties. Maybe tonight for once you could drive. And she said, and I'm quoting now, I bore you two children. How dare you? That's women. They can play that card.
I don't blame her.
They can
She's got the right to say that.
Yeah, that's right. And she says it. And what can you do? How can you come back from that?
But I mean, if you want to drink for one night, I mean, you know.
Right, you'd think. She said I should have used the 18 months that she couldn't drink to do my drinking then for 18 months. 9 months each with baby. That's it. That's what I've my time's
passed. I mean, but she hasn't been pregnant for what, like 15, 16 years?
More than. Yeah,
okay.
16 years.
Yeah,
16 years. Exactly right. Europeans say the way Americans always compare things to lengths of football fields, like that's 5 football fields long. They don't get it because they play soccer.
Of course.
They don't know football, of course. And the way we try to stop natural disasters, like we run to them to try and stop them, even though they can't be stopped.
Who
like the world's ending, I guess, like in the movie Twister or something like that.
Okay.
There's another Twister coming out.
I'm not I never saw the original, but I don't like the fact that they're making them.
The first one was terrible. And the second one, I'm sure, will be just as bad.
I don't know why you would wait 30 years to redo a movie about a tornado.
It shouldn't have been made the first time.
True.
It's terrible. It was awful the first time around. I wouldn't see Twister or the new Twisters. You know, the movie Twister, though, Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it. He's dead. Bill Paxton's the leader.
That's right.
And he's dead. So you got a couple of people. You know, they both died young.
Yeah.
And he's in the movie. And the new one looks terrible.
Is there anybody new from the old cast or same cast?
I thought Helen Hunt was in it, but I don't think she's going to be in this one. I haven't seen her anyway.
Yeah.
They did a preview on that one. You missed it because it was 30 years ago or whenever it was. But they did a preview where a cow lands on a car, and it's not in the movie. And everybody was waiting like a cow was flying through the air.
I remember that.
The cow was flying through the air because it's about tornadoes.
Yeah.
And then it lands like on a truck and goes, boom, you know, right.
Yeah,
in,
yeah.
And you're waiting for that in the movie and they didn't.
Never happens.
I don't like it when they do that.
They do that a lot now. Yeah.
They cut out stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is kind of off topic. I found a commercial for the McDLT.
Oh, really?
Earlier
that
on
I mentioned
Twitter
to
today.
You.
Yes, we talked about this a few weeks ago, our favorite McDonald's menu items.
Yes.
And one of yours was the McDLT.
Yeah.
I found a commercial, and guess who was in it?
Who?
Jason Alexander.
Really?
Yes. He was the main guy in the McDLT commercial.
From Seinfeld. I think he used to do a lot of commercials.
And there was like 15 people in a flash mob singing about the McDLT. Very 80s commercial.
I wish you could have tried that sandwich.
I know.
That's a great sandwich.
And it had the two sides. It looked like the big breakfast box with the hot side here and the cold side here. I'm going to send you that commercial.
I think, I would love to see it.
Yeah.
I think they got rid of one styrofoam. They used twice as much styrofoam as on anything else.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, but who gets so good? Exactly. Secondly, it didn't really keep the hot side hot. They put the whole thing under a heat lamp.
Exactly.
But it was still great.
It was a little too big for what it needed to be. You could have wrapped it all up and it would have gotten the same
But
thing.
But their whole thing was cold here and hot there. But it was so good. Yeah. I got to tell you. And you get it and make it. I mean, it was delightful. It really was. Now, your movie idea this week for our top five. I love it. I love it. These are. Now, I'm going to give you a few of my extras,
okay,
of my honorable mentions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you won't know these. These are what B.B. Shea's idea was, best high school movies. Mm-hmm. These are movies involving
high
school students.
When you really break it down, there's a lot of them.
A ton.
It's a great way, great idea for a movie based around high school.
When I was young, the only way you could really get good porn that I could see was, I mean, I'm a teenager now, to watch, to either get a Playboy magazine, sneak it into your room or whatever, which we did, or to watch these little softcore porn movies on Cinemax or HBO late at night. These are all high school movies. Last American Virgin, which I really lived. My Tutor, which I didn't live, was about a good-looking guy who had never had sex, but his tutor gave it up to him, and she was like 30 and gorgeous.
And let me say, there's a reason they don't make these anymore.
Oh, yeah.
All of these have aged terribly.
Oh, and I would like to see them now.
Of course.
To see.
Yeah.
And there's another one called Losing It. I want to say Tom Cruise is in that.
Is that just about losing
their virginity?
They're
trying to lose their virginity, and they go to Tijuana to try. They try everywhere to lose their virginity.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of try to lose your virginity movies in the 80s. And I was trying to lose my virginity to.
So, you could relate.
No success, but I could relate absolutely. There's a movie called Just One of the Guys where a girl who's like 22 goes back to high school, dresses up as a guy. In fact, I think she's from the other high school, and she dresses up as a guy to write like a newspaper article.
Yeah.
And it's great. And she's so good looking, but of course she's a guy.
Of course,
in the movie.
Yeah.
And today I don't think you'd ever do that because that would be very frowned upon.
Wasn't that the plot for Never Been Kissed?
It might be. Might be.
Or like she sneaks in to write a paper or
it
something
is.
Like that.
It Drew is.
Barrymore
that is the
did
plot.
That. Okay.
And that now it kind of gives you a little cringe feeling today.
Yeah.
All of these are very good. The last three, the ones Just One of the Guys, that's Losing It, Last American Virgin, My Tutor. They're all just sex.
Yes.
It's just all, Risky Business is great. Sex.
I see. That's the one I've heard of that one. Never saw it.
You never saw it.
Yeah.
That's Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He's trying to lose his virginity.
Yes.
This is interesting. The guy who's in Revenge of the Nerds who plays Booger is teaching Tom Cruise how to lose his virginity. And I've had discussions many times with people saying, why would a guy named Booger, who's not good looking, try to be teaching an 18-year-old Tom Cruise how to lose his virginity?
See, I don't think they thought these movies
through.
I don't either.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But I loved that movie. I mean, that one's really a little bit above several because it's got a good plot to it. And he gets a prostitute, Rebecca De Mornay. Great sex scenes.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Great sex scenes
in
that movie. In, what did I just say? Risky Business.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, what are some? You don't have any also rans or honorable mentions.
Well, I feel like my honorable mentions may be on your list.
Yeah,
I don't know, but if not, we'll mention them later on. But so number five for me is a movie. This may be the last good high school movie that came out, in my opinion. It's called Dope.
I've not seen it.
Came out in 2015.
Yeah.
It follows an African American student in the hood trying to go to college.
Yeah.
He gets caught up with some drugs. Soundtrack's amazing. Just a very good, fun movie to watch.
Now, would I like it?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you'd like it.
I liked Boys in the Hood.
Yeah. Well, then you might like Dope.
A lot.
It's kind of new age, and it's fun. It's funny. It's entertaining.
Boys in the Hood. Great.
Is that a high school?
No, I don't think I'd call it a high school movie.
I would call that a high school movie.
Dope. 2015. Yes. I'm going to write that down. Dope.
I don't know if it's streaming anywhere. But yes, like he kind of, he tries to go to college, but he ends up having to sell drugs.
Yep.
And it kind of, it's good. I like Dope.
All right, my number five, Breakfast Club. Love it. You got it on your list.
It's my number two.
I love it.
It's my number two.
I love it.
I think probably maybe the quintessential high school movie. It just... Okay.
John Hughes really understood high school teen angst in the 80s. I just watched it recently. Those characters all represented something. The ending is fantastic.
Yes.
The song is fantastic.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yes. It's just dramatic.
Oh,
it's fun. Probably some of the funniest stuff ever.
The teacher was perfect.
You're a neo maxi zoom dweeby.
Yes.
It's just genius, dude.
Really well done.
Yes.
Very well written.
Yeah.
One day in the library, six characters. Yes. Outstanding.
It's one of those rare movies where you can really hold people's attention while being in the same place the entire
time.
That
doesn't happen often.
No.
That is 40 years old now.
Wow.
40.
Wow.
So those kids now would be 57, 58, at that.
John Bender, one of the best characters
Great
of all
character.
Time.
Yes. I mean, of course, I hated him because he was the bad boy.
Yeah.
I was more the, I liked...
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yes. That's my guy. Yes. Yeah. The movie's great. And Anthony Michael Hall does the voiceover at the beginning and end, which is really, really great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought it was very well done. Since we've crossed each other out, let me give you a few more of my honorable mentions.
Okay.
16 Candles.
Okay.
Did you like it?
I never saw it. Never saw it.
It's about losing your virginity.
Yes. We've got seeing a theme
there's a
here.
Lot of that. Yeah. There's a lot of that. Also with Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah.
There's a movie called All the Right Moves. You've never seen
it.
I think I've told you that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Tom Cruise. He's trying to lose his virginity.
Yeah.
It's a great football. It's a good football
okay.
movie.
Yeah, yeah,
but it's all about high school and sex and football.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I loved it. Tom Cruise trying to lose his virginity and trying to get into college as well. All right. So my number five is Breakfast Club. What's your number four?
Number four, American Pie.
So is mine.
Yes, that's your number four, too?
Love it.
Yes, maybe the best four dudes get together,
trying to lose their virginity.
Making a pact.
Yeah.
And great, terrible acting.
Yeah. Very funny, though.
Very funny. Sean William Scott as Stifler.
Great.
Probably one of the most memorable high school characters of all time.
I think that's where the word MILF was born.
It was one of them. Yeah,
I think
it
was. The first time I heard it.
It definitely popularized it.
The first time I heard it.
Yes.
And the pale ale scene.
Yes. Golly, that's disgusting.
Yeah,
dude.
That is really gross.
I read where it was egg whites. That's what it was a beer with egg whites in it.
Is that what it was?
That's how they got that consistency in there.
So disgusting.
Yes,
man.
I know.
That is gross. Great movie.
Very relatable movie. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And well.
Well, then again, trying to find four dudes who are virgins now is kind of weird.
Probably.
Yeah.
They're pretty good looking guys.
Absolutely.
Too. Like, right. I mean, the one guy was dating that girl who would not like have sex with him, but would give him oral,
mm-hmm.
which is the pale ale.
Yeah.
And the pie scene, of course, is legendary. You know what else is in that movie, though, is he's like a voyeur. He sets up a camera to watch the good looking foreign exchange.
Yes.
Thing.
Which is very
over the line.
Very over the
now,
line.
Now. Exactly. Yes. So both of our number four.
Number four, American Pie.
See, that's the one. That's my new one.
Okay.
Well, it's only 26 years old, right? I mean, that's my new movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So that,
Yeah. So it's 25 years old. No, what's your number three?
Superbad.
God, it's great.
Superbad.
Great. I didn't think about it.
Did that make your list?
Great. No, but it should have. It's
probably
great. Funniest
movie of all time. Maybe.
One of them. It's,
one of the funniest movies of all time.
I think Old School is the funniest. I love Old School. But Superbad is tremendous.
As far as like a losing your virginity, I feel like this is the most realistic, relatable losing your virginity movie.
I can see
just
that.
Just two friends
trying
who spend all their time together.
Yep.
And they're saying, one night tonight, we're going
to
do it.
Go to
you know
the
what
party.
I mean? We're going
to
get drunk, have fun at this party.
That was good. It's really, really good.
And
I like
good
Michael Cera
too.
A lot. Yeah,
actually decent.
Really
like,
good.
Bill Hader.
Great.
Seth Rogen.
They're a lot of
funniest. Yes, they're the funniest part of the movie, dude.
When they're in the bar and like the the CB radio comes to the walkie-talkie. He's like, there's so much blood. And he turns it off.
He goes, anyway, like I was saying.
God, that is hilarious. Bill Hader. That was the first time I really appreciated it. Superbad was great. That period blood scene.
Oh, my God, dude. Just classic stuff.
Jonah Hill and Michael Cera. And, of course, it gives us, what's his name?
McLovin.
Yes. I mean, that's another one.
That's just iconic.
God, that should be on my list. It's not. Yeah. I don't know what I'd replace because I like all of these.
So, yeah, my number three is Superbad.
That's wonderful. Yeah. My number three is Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You seen it?
Love it.
You do?
Absolutely love it.
Is it on your list?
It's not on my list. No.
You know what's good about that to me? Well, Spicoli.
Of course.
I mean,
yes.
Birth of Sean Penn.
Yes.
Really great about losing your virginity. Mm-hmm. Okay, a lot of sex.
Yeah.
But I think what I like about it is it's really heavy in parts too. I mean, there's like, she has to just to terminate a pregnancy.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't like, hate stuff like that. But it's like, it wasn't just like all fun and games. There was some real stuff to it.
No, it kind of ran the gamut for emotions, which is very interesting for a movie from that time.
And for high school stuff. Yes. Yeah.
Jennifer Jason Leigh, stand her.
You can't stand her.
Can't stand her.
You
even
don't
to
like
this
her.
Day.
Really?
I think she is so terrible.
As an actress.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I
liked
her.
I don't think she's cute. I don't think she's a good actress.
Ooh.
I think that part could have totally been somebody else, I think.
I think she's in All the Right Moves, so you won't that. I think she's the girlfriend in All the Right Moves. I think. Is she in Single White Female years later?
I don't know.
I've seen that.
Because she was in The Hateful Eight with Tarantino, which is terrible. I just can't stand her. But love that.
Oh,
like Sean Penn, Spicoli is just an amazing character.
All those characters, they have, of course, they have the stoner. They have the guy who's selling concert tickets.
And I do like how they're not all really entwined. Like it kind of cuts here,
cuts here.
Because
they're not always
It's a
always
bunch of different stories.
Like Spicoli's not friends with Damone and the other guy, you know, Rat. He's not friends with Ratner. And because you wouldn't be in high school.
Absolutely, no.
I love that. What's number two?
My number two was Breakfast Club.
Okay, there you go. That's right.
Yeah.
My number two is, we've done them all now up to my number, Dazed and Confused.
That's my number
one. That's your
number one.
It's phenomenal.
Yes.
That's my new one.
That's
it's only 30 years old.
I watch it two or three times a year.
It's phenomenal. I mean, it's great. It's a
terribly unrealistic depiction of high school. Nobody really does that. I think that's fairly illegal, but in the 80s, when it was set, 70s, nobody really cared, obviously.
I don't know. I think that was pretty, I think they did that in the 70s.
Really?
Well, they're out at the moon tower getting high.
But I mean, like running around with the paddles, paddling kids.
I think they did that in the 70s.
The freshmen coming, really?
Yeah. When I was in the 80s, and this is years later, this is set in like 76.
Yeah.
In the 80s, when the freshmen came into the school, the seniors called us oinks or moos, like cows or pigs. And would like shove our heads in the toilet and do stuff like that.
Well,
like in the first week of school.
I did not know that was actually
done.
A thing.
No, that's done.
Because they did not happen when we came into high school.
Done.
Yeah,
that was done. And you know, they'd give us like all these titty twisters and they'd purple nurples and they'd put our head in the toilet. And that was the big thing.
Okay.
And they'd go by and just go moo moo. You know, when you were a sophomore or a freshman, they crushed the underclassmen.
Okay.
They always
great characters.
Oh,
the birth of Matthew McConaughey.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck's in it. Like just
the guy who's in Yellowstone is in it. Did you know that?
Yeah, Cole Hauser. Yeah. Love that.
Incredible. Yes. Great movie.
There was an unofficial sequel that came out in 2015, same director, Richard Linklater, called Everybody Wants Some.
Yeah.
It's about a college baseball team. The first week of them getting together and being
not as good though.
Not as good. Enjoyable.
Yeah.
Fun, but not as good as Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. And you know, of course I'm such a I'm the square.
Yeah.
Randall Pink Floyd, you know how the coach wants him to sign that letter that says he won't use drugs all summer? I wanted him to do it.
You would have signed it?
Of course. I was like sitting next to people going like, he needs to sign that. He needs to sign that.
I also did read where Richard Linklater got in trouble because it was based off kids from his high school.
Yeah.
And he used, those were their actual names.
Oh, he did.
Like there was a guy named Randall Floyd who he went to high school with. He got mad that he used his actual name.
He was called
Randall
Pink Floyd.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I love that he did that.
I thought it was cool though.
There's a show about the 80s called The Goldbergs. Do you know this?
I've heard of the show.
Very, very funny. Yeah. It's very funny. And the first season, the guy who wrote the show, it's all about his, it's really good. He when he was young, like used camcorder to shoot all this stuff. And then he made the show. And at the end, you see like 2 minutes of actual camcorder that he shot in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
And sort of related to what he put in the episode. It's all about his childhood.
That's cool.
And so, he at first was using different names. Mm-hmm. And after the first couple of episodes, his friends called from when he knew him younger, and said, use my name. So he used all real names.
No way.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Okay, all right.
My number one all time, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes, that's
loved
a great
it.
One. That's that may oh be, yes,
God,
it
I
is.
I just watched
it's
it recently.
Perfect.
Hilarious.
Perfect
at the
movie.
Time, I said, this is the funniest yeah. movie I've ever yeah. seen. The scene where his sister kicks the principal three times.
Yes.
In the, God. I thought he was the coolest.
What a God. Like, what kind of principal would do that?
I know.
That's so bizarre.
In watching it now as an adult, yeah, I'm just like what in the world? At the time, it didn't seem odd to me because I saw it when I was 15.
None of it really aged well. Yeah,
yeah, I guess that. But I do love it. I mean, it's
so a wonderful
funny.
Movie. It's so
but
funny.
That, you're just like, why would any principal yeah. go to these lengths to destroy Ferris Bueller, you know?
The one that I didn't put, I think, is the perfect teenage pregnancy movie was Juno.
Juno.
Love that movie.
Michael Cera almost mentioned
yes,
it when we
yes.
talked about earlier when we talked about the Michael Cera movie.
But
I loved it.
Yes.
I thought it was great.
Yes.
Of course, the actress now
is a male. Yes.
Yeah, is now a male. Yeah. Changed genders. Some other ones I didn't put on there. I love Karate Kid. I don't know if you'd call it a high school.
Would that be a high school movie?
I don't know. It's not really, but he's in high school.
Yeah.
Friday Night Lights, I love.
Yes.
Friday Night Lights is great. 16 Candles, we mentioned. These are all great. This must be my kind of movie.
It is.
God, I'm so perverted. It's unbelievable.
No, but I mean, those were really hot
they
movies
were.
When you were growing up.
They
and
were.
You kind of resonate with those. They've slowed down tremendously ever since I mean, 10 Things I Hate About You, Can't Hardly Wait, movies like that, American Pie 2. Those are big for me, but they just don't make them anymore.
No,
man.
They don't. American Pie is like the last one that
I mean,
really
the
saw.
Last real Euphoria. The show may be the...
But it's real...
It's
real
crazy.
Dark, isn't it? Yeah. That's probably what the last one is.
It's probably the most like recent out there high school show. Yeah.
I want to watch all these. Now, by the way, I went back and forth on Dazed and Confused versus Ferris Bueller as number one. They're both
Dazed and Confused
great.
Is perfect.
Those are
I love
good
that
movies.
Movie so
oh,
much.
It's wonderful. Yeah. And you were right today. This is the first time you've been right in a while. You did a good job. That was good.
That.
I like that.
Yeah.
You don't like this episode. You downvote this one. Screw you. Come on now. All right. Download it, upvote it, get it where you get your podcast, square in the round. Back next week.